Street. John's, the 2025 Canada Summer Games are underway in St. John's, NFLD, with young athletes from all over the country converging on the East Coast for the massive multi-sport event. SportsGage.com will have daily coverage from the competition, continuing with a look at all the action from Day 2 on Tuesday. Men's Baseball. It was an up-and-down day for Saskatchewan, as they opened with a 10-6 win over Quebec on Monday afternoon before dropping a 10-2 decision to Ontario in their evening game. As a result, Team Sask is now 2-1 in Pool A and are tied for first with BC, who they face on Tuesday. Against Quebec, Saskatchewan roared out to a commanding 8-1 lead in the first inning and never looked back, putting up two more in the fifth to lead 10-4 before Quebec added a pair in the final inning. Munster's Cade Britz hit a triple and crossed the plate twice. Martinsville's Joshua Guttick also scored a pair of runs and added a pair of RBI. Saskatoon's Mitchell Rockman was the winning pitcher, allowing 4 runs, 2 earned, on 6 hits in 4 innings of work. It was Ontario's turn to get off to a fast start in Team Sask's second game, scoring 3 in the first, 3 in the second and 4 in the third for a 10-2 lead that would hold through the remainder of the game. Saskatoon's Aiden Marine went 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI to lead their offense. Regina's Tucker Jessen took the loss, allowing 6 runs, 3 earned, in the first 2 innings. Saskatchewan faces BC on Tuesday and will likely advance to the qualification round beginning Wednesday. Men's Basketball. Team Sask left nothing to chance against Nunavut, taking a 28-10 lead out of the first quarter and building a 59-17 lead at half before going on to a 123-24 victory. Martinsville's Jakob Jungwirth led Sask with 18 points and 6 rebounds, while Regina's Mopov Soyemi finished with 10 points, 8 assists and 6 rebounds. 6 players finished in double digits in points, including Prince Albert's Zane Litzenberger, 14, North Battleford's Nate Fransu, 14, Saskatoon's Caden McAngus, 14, and Regina's Joe Lipai, 12. Saskatchewan is now 1-1 in Pool C and next face Yukon on Tuesday. Women's Basketball. Saskatchewan also had a dominant showing against Nunavut in the women's side of things, building a 49-2 lead at half and finishing with an 88-13 win. Regina's Hayden Cott finished 2 points away from a double-double, putting up 8 and also recording 13 rebounds. Saskatoon's Ryan Deutscher scored 15, Regina's Nicola Mebad added 12 and Regina's Sarah Cameron scored 11. Team Sask improves to 2-0 and sit atop Pool A and also take on Yukon on Tuesday. Women's Box Lacrosse. Team Sask remains undefeated in the round robin, taking a 5-1 win over New Brunswick and settling for a 3-3 tie with Manitoba. Saskatchewan led 2-0 after the first and 4-0 through 2 in their opening game, with Regina's Amy Teichler leading the way with a goal and 2 assists. Weyburn's Ella Schenner picked up a pair of goals, while Ryston's Hunter Moon and Moose Jaw's Kyler Pladson had their other markers. Team Sask trailed 2-0 after the opening period against Manitoba and were down by a pair heading into the final frame before battling back for the tie. White City's Mandy Moen scored twice, including the tying goal with 2 seconds left. Moon added their other marker. Saskatchewan is now 2-0-1 and are tied with Manitoba for first in Pool B. They close out their round robin Tuesday against Newfoundland. Canoe, kayak. Men's C1 500 meters. Regina's Emmett Patterson had a time of 2 minutes 38 seconds and 95 milliseconds in the consolation heat to finish in 7th place. Women's C1 1000 meters. Saskatoon's Kaylin Rochefort had a time of 6 minutes 36 seconds and 74 milliseconds in the consolation heat to finish in 7th place. Women's C-2500 meters. Rochefort and Casarillo's Amanda Walker had a time of 2 minutes 46 seconds and 41 milliseconds in the consolation heat and finished 7th. Men's C2 1000 meters. Patterson and Regina's Bear Robertson had a time of 4 minutes 45 seconds and 49 milliseconds in the medal heat and finished in fourth place. Women's K1 500 meters. Saskatoon's Ailey Krenick had a time of 2 minutes 40 seconds and 62 milliseconds to win the consolation heat and finish in sixth place. Men's K1 1000 meters. Saskatoon's Sabe Robertson had a time of 4 minutes 57 seconds and 90 milliseconds to finish second in the consolation heat and finish in 7th place. Men's K2500 meters. Robertson and Regina's Nick LaHaye had a time of 2 minutes 2 seconds and 61 milliseconds to finish second in the consolation heat and finish in 7th place. Women's K2 1000 meters. Regina's Isabella Nikitovic and Eve Wilson had a time of 5 minutes 3 seconds and 38 milliseconds in the medal heat and finished in 4th place. Cycling. The road race individual time trials took place on Monday and Saskatchewan had top 20 finishes in both the men's and women's races. The men's race saw Regina's Isaac McMurray record a time of 35.07.53 to finish in 19th place, while Moose Jaw's Marcus Capilli was 37th in a time of 37 minutes 47 seconds and 15 milliseconds, and Saskatoon's Mikko Veeman was 39th in a time of 38.29.30. In the women's race, Saskatoon's Maria McCartney landed 20th in 19.49.90, while Saskatoon's Lydia Stack Mikkasiu was 24th in 20 minutes 29 seconds and 32 milliseconds, and Shellbrook's Markale Philp 29th in 21 minutes 14 seconds and 53 milliseconds. Next up in cycling are the men's and women's road races, which will take place on Wednesday. Men's Rugby Sevens. Saskatchewan put together a 1-2 record in their first day of competition, taking a 10-7 win over Manitoba but falling 29-5 to Alberta and 36-0 to Ontario. Regina's Logan Jones and Prince Albert's Matthew Tisiachny scored tries against Manitoba, while Tisiachny had their lone score against Alberta. Team Sask close out their round robin against New Brunswick on Tuesday. Women's Rugby Sevens. Saskatchewan also went 1-2 to open the women's competition, falling 10-7 to Manitoba and 20-5 to Quebec before defeating Prince Edward Island 17-10. Wilcox's Katrina Mattern had a try against Manitoba, with Saskatoon's Kate Martin recording a convert. Mattern also had the only try against Quebec and a single major score against PEI, with Lloydminster's Daryl Levitsky also picking up a major, while Kaya Nolan had a try and a convert in their win. Team Sask finishes off their round robin against Yukon on Tuesday. Sailing. Wynyard's Daniel Laverty had a pair of fourth-place finishes in the men's single-handed ILCA and sits in fifth place with 8 points after the first day of competition with 8 races to go throughout the week. Saskatoon's Elivarda Asakian had 8th and 7th place finishes in the women's single-handed ILCA and is in 8th place with 15 points. Saskatoon's Joseph Gumulsik and Reese Kelm finished 8th, 7th and 8th in their first 3 of 12 races in the men's double-handed 29er and are in 8th place with 23 points. Soccer. The men's soccer team were shut out for the second straight day, with BC taking a 3-0 victory after putting up a 2-0 lead in the first half. Saskatchewan finishes with a 0-2 record in round-robin Group B and will face the third-place team from Group C in a qualification game on Thursday. Women's softball. Saskatchewan got into the win column with an 8-3 win over Nova Scotia but dropped their second game of the day 3-0 to BC and now have a 1-2 round-robin record. Team Sask fell behind 3-0 after the first inning against Nova Scotia but tied the game in the third inning before putting up 4 in the fifth to put things away. Saskatchewan hit 4 doubles in the contest, with Saskatoon's Cadence Colburn going 3-for-4 with 2 runs and an RBI. Debden's Rian Amundsen picked up 2 runs and 3 RBI. Saskatoon's Ireland Trevarthen was the winning pitcher, holding Nova Scotia scoreless over the final 3 1/3 while allowing only 3 hits in relief of Moose Jaw's Ava Unser. Team Sask had only 3 hits against BC, who led 1-0 after the third and 3-0 through 5. Saskatoon's Kylie Bannard, Martinsville's Emma Frisky and Oxbow's Rael Cooley had their knocks. Frisky went the distance in the circle, allowing 3 runs, 2 earned, on 6 hits. Saskatchewan wraps up the preliminary round against PEI on Tuesday. Swimming. Men's 50 meters freestyle. 2 Sask swimmers reached the B final, with Saskatoon's Foster Forney finishing 3rd in 24.65 and Saskatoon's Oliver Genist 5th in 25.18. Regina's Soren Hansen, 26.49, and Joshua Austin Coyle, 25.64, did not advance out of the heats. Women's 50 meters freestyle. Saskatoon's Piper LeJayback, 29.15, Regina's Bella George, 30.41, and Nuanlage's Mariah Weber, 29.21, finished outside the finals. Men's Special Olympics 100 meters freestyle. Swift Current's Tate Zimmerman, 1 minute 52 seconds and 54 milliseconds, and Gull Lake's Chase Foster, 2 minutes 5 seconds and 40 milliseconds, finished outside the final. Women's Special Olympics 100 meters freestyle. Swift Current's Rahimai Preeb, 1 minute 46 seconds and 72 milliseconds, and Avery Underhill, 1 minute 59 seconds and 37 milliseconds, finished outside the final. Paramen's 100 meters freestyle. Moose Jaw's Leo Jung finished 6th in the A final with 740 points. Para Women's 100 meters freestyle. Prince Albert's Ali Signe Deal, 769 points, finished outside the final. Men's 200 meters backstroke. Hansen, 2 minutes 15 seconds and 84 milliseconds, was 4th in the B final and Saskatoon's Max Zhao, 2 minutes 18 seconds and 37 milliseconds, finished 5th in the same race. Martinsville's Scott Heinbeigner, 2 minutes 21 seconds and 54 milliseconds, and Saskatoon's Kian Wu, 2 minutes 26 seconds and 65 milliseconds, finished outside the finals. Women's 200 meters backstroke. Regina's Jasmine Rogoza, 2 hours 29 minutes and 31 seconds, finished 4th, and Martinsville's Nicole Godbout, 2 minutes 33 seconds and 17 milliseconds, 7th in the B final. Prince Albert's Clara Gellhorn, 2 minutes 31 seconds and 89 milliseconds, and Regina's Cassius Tapotot, 2 minutes 29 seconds and 84 milliseconds, finished outside the finals. Men's 50 meters breaststroke. Wu, 31.87, finished 7th in the B final. Forney, 33.88, Genist, 33.11, and Warman's Austin Spiller, 33.84, ended up outside the finals. Women's 50 meters breaststroke. Regina's Bella George, 34.63, won the B final, and Saskatoon's Avery Hool, 35.54, finished 3rd in the same race. Regina's Sarah Beer, 36.31, and Ledgebach, 41.85, finished outside the finals. Men's Special Olympics 50 meters breaststroke. Zimmerman, 1 minute 7 seconds and 41 milliseconds, and Foster, 1 minute 37 seconds and 69 milliseconds, finished outside the final. Women's Special Olympics 50 meters breaststroke. Preeb, 1 minute 2 seconds and 4 milliseconds, and Underhill, 1 minute 15 seconds and 62 milliseconds, finished outside the final. Men's 400 meters individual medley. White City's Inigo Gutierrez, 4 minutes 51 seconds and 2 milliseconds, finished 2nd in the B final. Zhao, 4 minutes 53 seconds and 89 milliseconds, was 3rd in the same race. Wu, 5 minutes 2 seconds and 0 milliseconds, and Saskatoon's Landon Kennedy, 5 minutes 5 seconds and 87 milliseconds, finished outside the final. Tennis. Saskatchewan put together their second commanding victory in as many outings, rolling to a 5-1 win over New Brunswick. Canada Games tennis is played under a team format, with 2 men's singles, 2 women's singles, a men's doubles and a women's doubles team making up each match. Men's singles, Regina's Ethan Guo defeated Raphael Chasson 6-0, 6-0, and Regina's Aria Guha downed Xavier Daigle 6-1, 6-0. Women's singles. Regina's Isabella Yan defeated Wei Zetung 6-0, 6-0, and Regina's Karina Birksa defeated Olivia Larsen 6-1, 6-0. Men's doubles. Regina's Caden Gui and Michael Liu defeated Matteo Giroard and Alex Roberts 6-4, 6-2. Women's doubles. Regina's Anna Klemner and Saskatoon's Margarita Ter-Gregorian lost 6-3, 6-1 to Renata Root and Vanya Vermani. Saskatchewan is tied with Nova Scotia for first in Pool B with a 2-0 record, and the teams will play for first place on Tuesday. Men's beach volleyball. Saskatchewan split their first two games of their round robin, with Lloydminster's Luke Enstrom and Saskatoon's Paul Mitofer defeating Nova Scotia 21-19, 22-20 before falling 21-14, 21-16 to Alberta. A host of games were postponed on Monday, with Saskatchewan to face Ontario in their final round robin game on Tuesday. Women's beach volleyball. Saskatoon's Erica Marquentine and White City's Alexa Smith found themselves in a pair of battles in their first games, falling 21-6, 10-21, 15-6 to New Brunswick in their opening game Monday before downing Manitoba 21-17, 16-21, 15-10. They have one round-robin game remaining against Quebec on Tuesday.